Great. We're going to have now think about what that passage we read earlier on about from Romans is all about, is how we, the righteous, shall live by faith. But you'll be pleased to know that I have a space for a new friend. I have a space for a new friend, see, because I choose my friends very carefully, and I have, what I do is I give every one of them a certificate. So here you go. Here's the special certificate. This certifies that you are Leo's friend. But I don't just like anyone to be my friend. I want the best friends, okay? And so the way that I want to judge that is I want to see, I want someone who can skip really well, okay? So whoever is the best skipper is going to be my friend. Oh, Debbie's...
No.
Oh! Debbie, do you want to be my friend? So, who wants to have a go at being my friend? Go on, you girls can. You must be good at skipping. Can you skip, Chloe? Go on, then. No one wants to be my friend. Oh, there we go. Go on, Chloe. Come on, Hannah's going to come up and skip. Caitlin's going to have a go. She wants to be my friend. There we go. Excellent, Noah, well done. There we go. Okay, so lots of space. Let's stand in a line, facing that way so we can, they can all see. That's it. Okay, ready? Let's spread out a little bit so we don't hit each other. There we go. Go on, have a go then. I'm going to judge your skipping, see who's going to be my friend. That's excellent. Oh, she's a bit of turn of speed there. Oh, no. Do you want to have another go with that one over there? Okay, well, I think Chloe wins for that excellent turn of speed. So give her a round of applause. Well done. Good try, everyone. Well done, Caitlin. Do you want me to take that off you? So there you go, Chloe. So I can now say that you, because of your amazing skipping, have made it into my friendship group. There you go. So, isn't that amazing? Because of what you've done, you're going to be my friend. She looks thrilled with it, yes. Well, our question is, how can we be friends with God? That's how you can be my friend, is by skipping really well. But how can we be friends with God? Well, it may be that you think, well, it's not a problem. We're all friends with God. That's just assumed. But actually, we have a big problem. Because God isn't like us. He is completely and utterly holy, perfect, and righteous. That means that he has got no sin in him at all. He never does anything wrong. And what's more, it's a bit like he's allergic to sin. He can't go anywhere near sin. So I've got a friend called Rob who's very allergic to dogs. And so even if he just comes into our house, because we've got a dog, he starts to sneeze, his eyes kind of puff up, and he starts to sort of have trouble breathing. He doesn't even have to go near the dog. The dog can be in a completely different room, but just by coming into our house where our dog lives means that he has that reaction. Well, in a way, God is allergic to sin. He's so allergic that just the tiny bit of sin makes him sick. And so he can't have it anywhere near him. And so actually, our sin is a big problem. Because however much we try to be good, we know that we're not perfect. That we still sin, and so we can't be friends with God. And that was the problem for Martin Luther. There he is. You see, when he became a monk, he desperately wanted to be friends with God, and he tried really, really, really hard. You think you might try hard to be a Christian, but he tried even harder. So here's his monk's rule sheet. So what did he have to do? Well, he had to pray every day, but not just once. He had to pray 6 times a day. He had to say sorry for everything that he did wrong. And you know what? He was so concerned to say sorry for everything that he did wrong that he had to say sorry for all the things he forgot to do to say sorry for. Get that? Did you hear that? So even the things he couldn't say sorry for, he forgot to say sorry for, he then said sorry for not saying sorry for them. And he also gave all his money up and all his life to trying to serve God. He tried really, really, really hard. And so if you could be friends by what you did, then Martin Luther would have been sorted. He'd have been in. But the problem was that Luther knew it didn't work. Despite all he did, he didn't feel confident that he could be friends with God. So when he prayed, all those times he prayed, he couldn't even pray to God because he was so scared that God wouldn't accept him. So instead he prayed to Mary and asked her to pass on the prayers to God. He still felt guilty. He was constantly worried that he hadn't done enough, that he hadn't prayed enough, that he hadn't said sorry enough. And so he was very worried and sad. But at the same time, the church was teaching there was another way to be friends with God. Because they knew that no one was good enough, really. And so they taught that after you die, that you went to a place called purgatory. That was kind of like a waiting room to get into heaven, because no one was really good enough to get into heaven by themselves, so they had this waiting room called purgatory, where you went and you got yourself ready for heaven, to be friends with God. So think of it a bit like Rob with his allergy to our dog. So the only way that Rob could come into our house is if I spent ages hoovering and cleaning and washing down everything, getting rid of every sign of dog. And then it might be possible for us to be friends. And that's what they thought. So purgatory is not a nice place. It was a nasty place where they said that you had to get ready to be friends with God, get all the sin cleansed out of you in a horrible way. But then they said that if you were rich and you had money, then you didn't have to spend so long there. Giving money could make you friends with God too. So there was a chap called Johann Tetzel, who had a catchy slogan. He would go around selling these things called indulgences that would get you out of purgatory, and he'd make loads of money out of it. And he had a little slogan, a bit like his advert, that said, once the coin in the coffers rings, the soul from purgatory springs. And so the sense was you pay the money and your friend or your family member would get free and be able to go and be straight away friends with God. Now, that made Martin Luther and many others very angry, because they knew from reading the Bible that that wasn't true, that it was a load of rubbish. And so what they did is what Martin Luther did is he wrote 95 complaints against the church. That's quite a lot, isn't it? So he got 95 complaints, theses, and what he did is he nailed them to the door of the church so that everyone could read them and see what he was saying. And the reason he did that was because he discovered from the Bible that we can't get right with God. We can't be friends with God by what we do, but only by trusting what Christ has done for us. And he discovered that from reading the book of Romans, and particular that verse that the verse is read earlier. There he is, nailed to the door. So let's read this verse together, Romans 1:17. For in the gospel,
the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
That's Romans chapter 1, verse 17.
Now, the gospel means good news. And the reason it is good news is because in that message of Jesus' death and resurrection for us, we've been given a way to be righteous, to be right with God, friends with God. That's what to be righteous means, to be friends with God, to be right with him. And we see from this verse that the righteousness, this relationship, doesn't start with us. It's not something that comes from us. It's not something that kind of comes out of us. But it's something that comes from God. Did you see that? It's the righteousness of God that is revealed. Not our righteousness, but God's righteousness. He's the one who has to act to make it possible for us to be friends with him by giving us his righteousness. But how do we receive that? How do we get given God's righteousness? Is it because of what we do? Well, no. Look at the last sentence. The righteous will live by faith. The righteous will live by faith. Those who are right with God are right by faith. It's not what we do, but it's by trusting in what God has done for us. So, we can't get right with God through paying money. It doesn't work. We can't get right with God even by keeping the rules. It doesn't work. However hard you try, you can't be good enough to be friends with God. No, the only way is by trusting what Jesus has done for us through dying for our sins. So here you go. So God wants us to be his friends, and he has a space for us so that we can get a nice certificate like this saying that we can be friends with God. This certifies that you are God's friend. But how does it come about? Well, not because of anything we've done, not because of our skipping or our money or anything else, but because Jesus died for you. That's how we become friends with God. And that makes us happy. That's something to rejoice in. And it's something that God, it makes God happy too, not because of what we've done, but God is happy with us because of what Jesus Christ has done. So he looks on us and he sees us like he sees Jesus. And that is why it's going to be great to look back at the Reformation, to look at Martin Luther, not because there's anything special about Martin Luther, but because of the gospel that he rediscovered in God's word. Through God's grace, that we can be friends with God, that what is impossible for man has been made possible by God. And that is to fill us with joy, that we can be friends with God today. See, we don't have to see, sin is not something for us to be hiding from. But actually, Martin Luther said, actually, we can sin boldly. Not in the sense that we should sin, but we can be honest about our sin. Because when we are honest about ourselves and our sin, and when we're honest about God and how holy he is, then it means that we see the joy all the more of what Christ has done. Because as we see how impossible that relationship is with God by ourselves, by what we do, we come to rejoice in Jesus Christ all the more because of what he's done for us. And we trust in it all the more. But our other response to what we've seen this morning is to be confident. To be confident. Because there may be some here who feel very unlovable. You don't like yourselves, and you cannot believe why anyone else would like you, let alone why God would like you. How could we ever approach him? Why would he ever want to be friends with me? But do you hear what he's saying? He's saying, come, and come with confidence. Because the relationship is not based on you and what you've done, but on Jesus Christ and what he's done. God knows all our failures and guilts, even the ones we try to hide and we sort of keep from everyone else. But God knows them all, but still says, come. A righteousness is available to us through Christ by faith. So don't trust in yourselves. Instead, trust in God and the righteousness he's given. And finally, the third thing we need to learn from this is we need to beware. We need to beware because the lesson of the church at Luther's time was that it's easy to lose the gospel. Our hearts are ones that want to justify ourselves. We want to be able to go to God and say, I should be your friend because I read my Bible, because I go to church, because I try my best. That's the history of the church. We create religion and rules to try and give us some reason why we can be proud as we stand before God. And that's why we need to keep on going back to the Reformation. We need to keep on going back, more importantly, to the Bible. To ensure that we are those who continue to live by faith, who don't trust on what we've done, but know that our standing before God is only based on what Jesus has done for us. That's what makes us friends with him. Let me pray for us. Pray that we would learn those lessons. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the righteous will live by faith, and we pray that you'd cause us to be those who live by faith. Protect our hearts against trusting in anything that we do. Help us to be aware of our sin, of your holiness. And so look to Christ and Christ alone to make us friends with you. And as we do that, Father, please would you fill us with joy and confidence, knowing that you welcome us as your friends, that you don't see us, meet us with anger, but with joy yourself, welcoming us as you welcome your children. In Jesus' name, amen.